Watkins Wright Hairdressing and Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Well, I popped into Watkins Wright Hairdressing. It's their first branch. They have many in the area: Boroughbridge, Knaresborough, Great Ayton, and Kirby Moorside. I'm with Paul. Paul, hello, young man.
Hello there, young. Thanks.
We're going to chat to Billy, the barber here. You've stepped in. Describe your role in this business.
Well, I'm the managing director along with my wife, and we've helped to grow the business together. Mainly my wife. I'm the sort of strong man in the background, so to speak.
Excellent. So the focus for today's conversation is on the barbering element of the business. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, it doesn't take the brains of an archbishop to realise that it is a growing trend, is barbering. I think men are a lot more aware of their appearance. I think at one point it was mainly down to cities and larger towns, but I think the trend has caught on amongst market towns and everywhere else now. So barbering and gents hairdressing in general is a growing trend within our business.
It's no longer just sit down, wait for your turn, then the same haircut for every bloke who sits there and pay a fiver and disappear, is it?
No, definitely not. No, I mean, appointments are advisable, but not always necessary. But no, we do everything from the beard grooming, shaves, styling of hair, colouring of hair, highlighting, and advice. That's the most important thing that we can give for a young guy who really hasn't grown up with the ways and know all about how to deal with their hair. And so we can give advice, and the amount of products that are out there, they need the advice, they need help.
I know I do. And speaking of help, every time I get my hair cut, I noticed that the old hairline's receding a little further, and the bald patch on top is just thinning a little bit more. What advice would you have for the gentleman entering an age where hair is at a premium?
Well, I'm past that point now, really. Every time I look in the mirror, I think it's somebody else that I'm looking at. Well, I mean, there are products out there. There's a very good product called Nioxin, and that was designed to nurture better hair growth. The way it works is it works for the scalp, to prepare the scalp for a healthy hair growth, because hair has a growth period, and what happens in a lot of cases, that period gets reduced down, the hair doesn't fulfill its full potential and ends up dropping out, falling out, whatever. What this product does, it works on the scalp and just helps to nurture the scalp and prepares the hair for a longer hair growth, so therefore it can thicken up. It's not going to replace hair that's no longer there, but the hair that is there will help to thicken up and therefore hopefully cover any receding hairline and baldness.
You talked about advice that you offer when you chat to your clients in the world of barbering. I'd imagine the cut is also very important when it comes to exaggerating and assisting what hair is there on a thinning gentleman.
Yeah, I mean, we don't do the old Bobby Charlton comb over anymore. You know, that's long since gone, but no, there is a lot of advice, and what I wouldn't do necessarily is to grow bits longer to comb over and to try to fill out, because it tends not to work that way. That hair will flop down unless it's got some good products on there, and it will exaggerate your problem. If anything, it will focus to the problem. Like I said, there is a lot of products out there. I should imagine that in most cases it's the dry look products that you're looking to use rather than the wet look. And it's how you put it on and how you play your hair around, really, I suppose, you know. Another thing is that we could always paint rabbits on people's bald patch, because from a distance it looked like hairs.
Hey, boom, boom. What's in the world of gents' hairstyles is very much in trend at the moment. What do you find yourself doing more of?
Well, I still think with the younger element, it's very much high and tight still, really. You know, very cropped on the back and the sides, leaving a lot of hair on the top. That is starting to fade a little bit as the gentleman gets a little bit older, into the late teens, early 20s. The hair's getting much longer on the top now. They're growing a little bit of length on the sides, not having it so tight. Colour is still very much in at the moment, whether it's to highlight the haircut or to totally transform their own images. But, you know, colour and cut do work together. But, yeah, that seems to be the way it's going, I suppose.
good stuff. It's quite clear you know a great deal about barbering and hair care in general. There's a real buzz about your salon here whilst we're sat here. What other services do you offer aside from the barbering?
Well, the full ladies' complement of hair, beauty, makeup, nails. We also have holistic therapists here in the salon for aromatherapy, body massage, reflexology, Indian head massage, to name but a few. Go onto our website, it'll give you full details of everything that is on offer here.
And the website is?
WatkinsWright.co.uk.
Brilliant. Paul, one of the owners, thank you ever so much indeed.
No, thank you very much.
Watkins Wright Hairdressing and Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.